Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, it looks like I got some fraud on my credit card from one of the companies that you guys manage, I guess. And I'd like it to be taken off of my credit card.
Okay,
It's
yes,
for
sir.
membership in a tactical or a testicle bag. I didn't know it was a testicle bag.
I'd be happy to go over the account with you. May you verify your first and last name and your full shipping address.
Daniel Sardina, 26901 Becker Port, Leesburg,
yes.
Florida, 3474.
Yes, sir. One moment. Are you still loading up, sir?
Pardon me?
The account is still pulling over. Just one moment.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, yes, sir. So I show here that on December 22nd, you paid $7.95 with the Visa card, ending in 5880. And yes, it was to receive the tactical bag, which is a military grade bag that you can scrap in front of you. And it was shipped out on December the 27th. So I'm just tracking
okay,
with the postal services.
Which one was that? Was that for $7.95?
Yes, sir.
A tactical bag for $7.95?
Yes, sir. It's a military-grade bag which you can scrap in front of you. It's showing
okay.
here it was ordered December the 22nd.
Gotcha. So there's another charge. That's fine. That's not fraud. But the membership, 6732, I did not sign up for that.
Okay. So when you elected to receive that tactical bag, it stated via the terms and conditions that was your welcoming gift into the discounted membership program. That yes, you will be charged at $67.32 each month, but in return, you'll receive a $125 voucher via the email. So when you place that order for the bag, it was in the terms and agreements that that comes along with the monthly membership.
Okay, well, I didn't read the fine print. I wasn't aware of the membership, and I wanted to delete it off my account.
So since we have alleviated the fraud claim, I will not process the fraud claim. So first I will make sure that the account is canceled out appropriately. Then I will handle the account. One moment.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, sir. So I have successfully made sure that the account was canceled out. And also, as a courtesy in regards to the 6732, we will still do a 50% refund on that charge.
No, I need a full refund.
The reason it's a 50% refund is because, one, it was stated before you did place the order. And also, if you check your email, you do have a $125 voucher that has been emailed out to you.
You can cancel that offer. I want a full refund. I didn't see that. That's not good business practices. They should have put it on bold that a subscription is required with this purchase. not way down in the fine print. That's unethical, that's immoral, unprofessional, and unbusinesslike. I need the whole thing taken off.
The most is going to be a 50% refund because you did place the order. It was stated via the terms. And also, you do still have a $125 voucher that has been emailed out to you.
I don't want that. I don't want it. I don't want the $125 voucher. Take it away. I don't want it.
The most is going to be a 50% refund, sir.
All right, I'm taking legal. Give me the 50%, and I'm taking legal action. Give me the 50%. I'll be filing with the Better Business Bureau, at the least. I'll be contacting my lawyers in the morning. There's a consumer fraud scam going on here.
Okay, yes, sir. So what I did today, I did make sure that the account was canceled out. And then also, what I did do, I did fully refund the $67.32. And did you get the cancellation number from the last representative? And also, the refund does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Did you get your cancellation number?
No. Where is it at?
I can provide it. It's C as in Charlie.
C?
263.
263.
549 276. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling customer support.
Correct?
3 to 5 business days.
Right, 3 to 5 business days. All right,
thanks,
I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.